The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome my next guest to the News Talk studio, because none other than Alan Fletcher, a.k.a. Dr. Carol Kennedy of Ramsay Street fame. He is in Ireland, headlining a bunch of shows across the country and the UK as well. The Sugar Club tomorrow night, then he's in Louth, and then he's in Belfast the following night, if you want to catch a glimpse of him. And I'm delighted to say he is here in studio. Alan, thank you for taking the time to call into us. How are you?
Just sort of terrific, as I like to say.
Yeah, well, listen, it's great to see you. And you're here, as I said, you're playing the Sugar Club tomorrow night.
Yes.
So this is, you were saying, this is the halfway point on your tour.
Yes, we've got an epic 34-date tour of UK and Ireland. And Dublin will be the landmark midway point before we head up to Dundalk and then on to Belfast.
How much are you enjoying it?
Well, I mean, the tour is just going brilliantly. I mean, I've got a lot of new music on this tour. This is kind of, you'd call it alternative country, folk music, storytelling music. Mm. It's sort of quite Irish music, really, in a way, sometimes. Bit of rockabilly, you know, it mixes it up. And comedy songs, soft ballads, that sort of thing. And the audiences are just falling over themselves, loving it. I mean, they come because they're Neighbours fans, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they like to meet me and, you know, have a chat and so forth. But they go away loving the music, and that's the big thing.
You described it as your most ambitious and far-reaching tour.
Yeah.
Is that geographical? You're going all the way to Belfast.
Well, it's geographical in the sense we go from the south coast, Southampton and Worthing, up to Aberdeen, and from Norwich in the east. There we go right across to Belfast and Dublin. So I would call it far-reaching. In fact, I reckon the only place I'm not playing substantially is Cumbria.
Really, that's it.
Yeah.
What did the Cumbrians ever do to you, Alan?
They did get in touch with me and say, why aren't you coming? I did once go to Barrow Inverness and do a show there. So, you know.
So tell me this. At this point, and we'll talk about Neighbours, I'm sure, in a moment or two, but at this point, how much are you identifying as musician, first and foremost?
A good deal, because I have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I started in 2004 playing rock music and transitioned into country music in probably about 5 years ago. I've recorded a couple of albums and an EP, written a lot of songs with my collaborators and myself. So this is my natural genre. This is where I live.
And was that conversion to country music, was that born of a kind of a conversion that happened in real life, or were you always a country music fan?
Always country music.
Okay. What type of stuff?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I say country music, I'm not talking about Nashville country where, you know, you're singing about dogs and trucks.
Yeah.
It's more about, it's storytelling music. John Prine, Kris Kristofferson, obviously The Outlaws, Willie Nelson, you know, you can't go wrong. Yeah, it's those stories, and also a lot of alternative country. You know, when I say alternative country, it's where people are telling stories in the kind of three chords and the truth way, but they're talking about bigger worldly issues than necessarily a lot of country music does.
And is that a big scene, that country music scene, that, you know, Americana or however we'll describe it, in Australia?
It's huge.
Is it?
It's huge. Country music specifically is very big in the country, in the countryside.
Yeah.
In the rural towns and so forth. Every year we have the Tamworth Country Music Festival, which is the massive event. We have some very, very big country music stars in Australia. The alternative and Americana field is more city-based in a lot of cases. And, it's very popular in Melbourne in particular.
So when people go along, as you say, a lot of them are Neighbours fans and what have you. How does that manifest itself at the gigs? You know, are people kind of shouting up, you know, Carol instead of Alan at you, or what happens?
I never try and pretend that Neighbours isn't a big part of my life.
Yeah.
It's something I relate to. I've done 31 years on the show. I know the fans love it. I know they're sad the show's going to end again. So I do dip my lid to Neighbours on the night. I don't try and pretend it's not. But I also had a bit of fun with it too. I've got a nice, lovely, nice little comedy song about Neighbours one of the characters. So, yeah, it's basically, I like to have people leave with a big smile on their face.
Yeah.
Felt like they've had Theronite.
You know, I don't know, have you got a version of this saying, but the idea that you wait for forever for a bus and then two come along at once.
Yeah.
You know, Scott Robinson's on the show tomorrow.
I know.
Jason's coming in tomorrow.
Coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's got his opening night tonight. All the best, Jason. I have a great one, mate. He's very, very good in Rocky Horror. I've had the pleasure of seeing him, and you'd be a fool to miss it.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to top it on Wednesday. You know what I mean? How do we go three in a row?
I'll give Susan.
There's no one else around, is there?
I'll give Susan Kennedy a ring. I mean, she's originally from Carrickfergus.
She is, yeah. We had Susan on the show before, you know. We should have organised it yet to have her this week. So the show, you mentioned there, it's ending again. So it was picked up by Amazon. Which kind of gave it another lease of life, I guess. How enjoyable was that?
It was actually another lease of life. True, you know, there's extra 2 years, extra 400 episodes, but it did something else as well. Amazon, of course, being a massive international company, American company, they really threw themselves into Neighbours wholeheartedly. It wasn't like, oh, here's some money, go and make your TV.
Yeah.
They had a lot of input. And as a result of that, the show changed a lot. The cast and crew had a lot more diversity in the cast and crew. Stories were improved, I think. But most importantly, also the technical side was improved. So we had directors of photography on all the sets. The lighting department was completely rejigged in the way we lit the show. And the upshot of all that is Neighbours has actually been nominated for an Emmy for Best Technical Direction amongst a whole swathe of American shows, which, you know, is a testament to what Amazon gave Neighbours. So ending this time, it's obviously very sad, but I look at it and I think, yeah, I feel satisfied now. I feel like we made the template of what a show like Neighbours could be.
Why is it ending again? Why did they decide to
What Amazon's decisions were, but I suspect that Amazon was never really looking at Neighbours as being a long-term prospect for them. It's really tricky with streaming, you know. I mean, when you've got a show on, if it's on RTE or something like that, then people generally will tune in at the time it's on.
Yeah.
Because it becomes their staple. For a lot of people, every day they'd sit down at a certain time and watch Neighbours. When it's in a streamer, then suddenly it's kind of loses that same priority, I suppose, for some people. So I don't know how it was going elsewhere in the world. Ironically, still in the top 10 in the UK. I don't know how it's going here in Ireland because it is on RTE here, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's huge irony that I think Amazon said, okay, well, we've done our bit. That's enough. But I was never privy to all the negotiations or anything like that.
Could you see, like, a Neighbours being born in the world today? Or have shows like that had their...
It's a really good question.
Had their time.
I'm just not sure anymore. I mean, free-to-air TV focuses a lot on reality TV because you kind of have to watch it when it's on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you find out spoilers the next day. Dramas like a soap opera, you kind of need to watch them fairly close to the time they go out or you'll probably get a spoiler and it'll ruin it for you. So maybe there is still a place for it. I don't know. I mean, Home and Away from Australia continues on very strongly. And, you know, all the big UK ones, I don't know if there's a particular soap opera here.
There's Fair City is the kind of the RTE soap opera, as it were, their equivalent of a Neighbours or a Coronation Street. But the UK ones are actually bigger. The UK ones are the big ones here.
Right.
Like Neighbours and Home and Away is huge here.
Yeah.
But then, Corrie and EastEnders and probably slightly to a lesser extent, Emmerdale as well.
Yeah,
those are the big ones. But even in the UK, I mean, they're still making money, but their figures are nowhere near where they were.
Yeah, the world's changing. Yeah. I did a cop show back in the 1980s in Australia and they cancelled it when it was rating 27. Now, 27 is... like in today's terms, spectacular. Yeah. You'd kill for that.
Yeah.
But they cancel it. So you never know.
It's hard to know whether that they would live on. What was great, even as you said it there about the spoilers with soaps, one of the great features of the world before the internet age was like how big it was,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
And a feature here would be someone would go on holidays to Australia and they'd come home and they'd tell everyone what was going to happen in Neighbours and Home and Away 6 months in advance, well, because yeah. you could afford to have different... Now, they had to synchronise it then eventually.
That's right. I mean, I just met a couple of the lads from here who came and saw me at the Elephant Wheelbarrow in. Watched my band play at the Elephant
yeah.
Wheelbarrow.
And they would have been coming back here years ago yeah. saying, wait till I tell you what Adam Fletcher told me is going to happen in there.
Exactly.
Neighbours.
Yeah.
So listen, that's done and dusted. It's December that ends on TV.
Yeah, because December.
So does that give you more space then to focus on the music, or is how much is acting still an ambition?
It's a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
I've been an actor for 48 years, so I'd like to get to 50. No, I'm still auditioning for things. I will continue to act. Music and acting go side by side for me.
Yeah.
The thing I love about my music is I'm telling my stories, not someone else's. So every song's a story. So go for about 3 minutes and then I move on to my next story. So, you know, when people see a gig of mine, they will have been they'll learn about how much I love sleeping in bed. They love a nice jokey song. They know how much I love my lager and why I don't like IPA and APA and Radlers made from Chardonnay. and they know a little bit about Susan Kennedy, but also they get poignant stuff about, you know, my mum and who's not with me anymore, and yeah, just poignant stories about love,
yeah.
and romance, and yeah.
Given the week that's in it, so the others, kind of a lesser known Manchester band are coming to Dublin this week as well. Actually,
yeah, they're
very much in your shadow. It has to be said, Alan, yeah. given that you're in the country. But there will be some focus on them, I'd imagine, later in the week. Are you an Oasis fan?
I am an Oasis fan. I have to say, I haven't seen them on this incarnation.
Yeah,
I haven't been in the right place.
Did you see them previously?
No, I've never seen them.
Never been to them.
I've seen them play separately in their,
yeah.
in their incarnations, their other incarnations. And I've got to say, Liam is sensational as a solo performer. And of course, he performs Oasis songs. So, you know, I kind of feel like I have seen Oasis close enough.
Yeah, well, listen, they are playing at the weekend. They'll be focused on that before the weekend, though. Alan is going to be in the Sugar Club tomorrow night with... His how many weeks tour did you say?
Well, it was a 6 week tour.
Six weeks, 17 gigs.
Yeah, 34 gigs.
Oh, sorry, you're at the halfway point.
We're at
17.
Halfway, yeah.
Oh, my God. God bless your energy, Alan. Listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
It's a great pleasure. I love the chat.
AlanFletcher.net, I should say as well, is the website, and it's got links to all of those gigs. So it's the Sugar Club tomorrow night, the Spirit Store in Dundalk the following night, and then the Black Box in Belfast the night thereafter. So AlanFletcher.net. Alan Fletcher, a real, real pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.